وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity. And one of the best ways to know about Islamic principles and valuable teachings about humanity is by studying life stories and biographies of the great leaders of Islam, starting from the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his pure progeny. So a very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Martyr Sayyid Ali Hussein al-Khamenei. May Allah be pleased with his soul. So we were covering the chapter pertaining to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, chapter 9th, and we explained about a very important note on understanding a person's biography. At the beginning of this chapter, the author says that we should not be dragged into reductionist views about people's biographies and life stories, and those reductionist views are based on somehow just putting the life events in a line and without contextualizing them in a greater direction. So we should understand the greater direction in the life of a person, and then we can understand the role and the position of those small or seemingly small events in his life. So in order to understand that greater direction, so that we can have a kind of framework to understand and interpret those smaller events, we should have a kind of analysis of the situation of that time, the time of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So Ayatollah Khamenei radhiyallahu alayhi says that Imam Sajjad sought and was after establishing the very cause that Imam Hassan, his uncle, and Sayyid al-Shahada, his father, were seeking before him. So the cause is to establish the government, Islamic government, in its truth sense, and to bring Islam into realization in the fullest way. And not in a way that is filled with oppression and injustice, the way that it was in their time. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam reached imamat, or the leadership of the Islamic Ummah, after the event of Ashura, after the martyrdom of his father. So at that time it was 61 Hijri calendar. And he was poisoned and martyred in 94. So he was Imam for 33 years. And in all of these years, in all of this period of time, he was following up on the project of previous imams, meaning to establish a Islamic, truly Islamic government based on the people's participation, and in a unique way. Okay, this is to say that, well, he doesn't say, I mean, the author doesn't mention this explicitly here, but in other parts of the work, we can understand that the unique way here means Shia imams in general, and also Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in particular, they wanted to establish the government, but they were not pro-Khawarij movement. They to have a campaign like the way that Khawarij had was something off the table for the Shia imams. But it doesn't mean they were just some critics standing by and watching. Because many people were like that, and that would not risk your life. Just if you were critic of the government, but then the government was sure that you are not posing any existential threat or any serious threat, they would not just get you martyred or poisoned. The reason that they martyred all Shia Imams is that there was this great and remarkable chance for them to become truly leaders of the society and to establish a government. We're going to have a break and come back to continue our discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hossein, and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're saying that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, like other Shia Imams, he was after establishing a truly Islamic government. And the unique way of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam for establishing the Islamic government was through the participation of people. Not like the way that you have in the Kharijites, Khawarij. They would isolate themselves and they would become a minority that is against the majority. So that equation was off the table for the A'im alayhim as-salam. They wanted the true Islam to be from within the totality of Muslim Ummah, not to be driven from a minority that has isolated itself from the Ummah. This is a very important thing, because otherwise, if they had isolated themselves, it was easier for the establishment to accuse them of being some people from outside. And even without that thing, in reality, this was the Ummah of their grandfather. This was the religion that they were the closest people to that religion. They did not have any motivation to isolate themselves. Actually, they are, if anyone could claim to be the closest progeny, the closest household to the teachings and to the true Islam, it was the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So they would not and they should not have isolated themselves like the way Khawarij did. So, but then it doesn't mean they were only standing by and watching and sometimes being critical. No. The picture that is common in some non-Shia narrative of history, that, yeah, these people were just standing by. Yeah, they were sometimes critical, like many other scholars at that time. No, the reason that they were martyred, they were imprisoned, they were poisoned, was that they posed a serious threat, a practical threat to the establishment at that time. And this threat was the cause that they were following, and that cause was the establishment of a truly Islamic government. So this is the big direction, the greater direction in the life of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, which we have to consider when we analyze other events in the life of Imam Sajjad. Otherwise, we have scattered events that sometimes even don't make sense to us, how a person who is engaged in, for example, supplications and munajat and prayers, how he comes up with the idea of writing to, like, for example, another scholar about some political issue, or doing this and saying that to that person. Or so you don't understand them if you don't know the greater direction, and if you're not able to contextualize those smaller events in the greater picture. So understanding this helps us with, or provides us with the necessary tool to interpret and understand the small events in the life of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Inshallah, we're going to arrive at that and see and analyze some of those events in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.